So if this is a gathering of subversive friendship for the sake of the kingdom and to be the church, I know few people more subversive than this couple that is about to preach for us. Gabriel and Jeanette Salguero are friends of mine now for a few years. They are pastors, co-pastors of the Lamb's Church of the Nazarene in Lower Manhattan, and they will be sharing with you a bit about that. If you want to see all of their formal degrees and accolades and experience, they're listed in the workshops. I'd encourage you to read those. But I want to tell you just a little bit about my friends and the witness that they are and the place that they are. Of course, you may have seen John Gabriel, six, is he, running around. And Seth, even smaller, he's four, right? No, he's two. He's not that old, right? Six and two, running around here. Amazing work that they're doing in Manhattan to be a family, a prophetic witness there. Their church is this fascinating mixture of people from all over the world. It's about a third Chinese and Chinese American. It's about a third, or should I say Mandarin speaking. It's about a third Hispanic / Latinoa and both Spanish-speaking and people who don't speak any Spanish who also identify by that. People from all, you know, parts of Central South America and parts of the U.S. Don't forget Puerto Rico, because our friends, of course, are both, I was thinking about this, both New Yorican and New Jorican. If you're New Jersey, if you're Puerto Rican and you're New Jersey, then I guess you're New Jorican, and if you're, no, that doesn't work there. So just, you've heard the phrase New Yoricans before, right? It says New Yoricanos, right? That's right. So a profound witness in the ministry that they have of the church, a profound witness as a couple. And you will see in their preaching the grace of God in their relationship as much as it is in their preparation of the word and the kerygma that flows from who they are. So if there are subversive friends to be friends with, then if you haven't had the privilege of getting to know them and them getting to know you this weekend, it's not too late. They're going to preach for us. Get their email and their phone numbers. Reverend Gabriel and Reverend Jeanette Salguero.
I'm so glad that Jamie gave the good portion of our biography. He knows some secrets that are not for public consumption. And thank you for holding those close to your vest. Qué bueno estar con ustedes.
How good it is to be with you all.
En esta mañana.
In this morning.
Yo como Danny Carroll.
He is Danny Carroll.
No tenía ni la menor idea de quiénes eran ustedes.
I had no idea who you all were.
Y Jamie trató
tried
de darme más o menos una descripción
to give me more or less of a description
de este crew motley que son ustedes. You got that, huh?
I'll translate for you. Motley crew.
This ragtag group.
Este grupo.
Yes. We few, we happy few, we band of sisters and brothers.
Hermanas y hermanos.
Y él no nos decepcionó.
And he deceived us.
Porque ustedes son mucho más de lo que él prometió.
Because you are a lot more than what he promised.
Ustedes son mi familia.
You are my family.
Mis hermanos y mis hermanas.
You are my sisters and my brothers.
Mis padres y mis madres,
my parents and my mothers,
mis hijos y mis hijas,
my sons and my daughters,
mis tíos y mis tías,
my uncles and aunts,
mis primos y mis primas,
my cousins.
Ustedes son nosotros.
You are us.
Y nosotros somos ustedes.
And we are you.
Qué bueno.
How good.
Que vine a Chicago,
that I came to Chicago
para conocer el resto de nuestra familia.
To know the rest of my family.
Amen. Yo soy formado pentecostal.
We are of Pentecostal background.
Mi papá es un ministro pentecostal.
His father is a Pentecostal minister.
Mi madre es una ministro pentecostal.
My mom is also a Pentecostal minister.
Y predicar 15 o 20 minutos.
And to preach 15, 20 minutes.
Para un pentecostal latino.
For a Latino Pentecostal.
es un prolegómeno para una oración.
It's an introduction or a prolegomenon.
Yeah. It's the opening prayer of 15. Nonetheless,
sin embargo,
I'll try to behave myself.
Él tratará y yo tratará de que se
This is my wife. She does whatever she wants. And sometimes you will hear a translation of what I said. And sometimes an improvement of what I've said. As the Spirit leads her.
If she...
If she feels it does not have sufficient theological profundity, she will edit on the fly.
Yo editaré al tanto.
So and so, prepare your hearts and minds.
No. Mm-hmm.
Honey, you want to say anything?
Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon.
Somos la iglesia.
We are the church.
Algunos de nosotros somos brazos.
Some of us are the arms.
Somos
Some of us are the feet.
Somos
Some of us are the fingers.
Pero todos somos
But we are all the body of Christ, or
Dentro
the church
de
of Christ.
Diversidad.
Within our diversity, we are the church of Christ.
Y aunque somos diferentes,
and although we are different,
somos unidos.
We are united.
Somos
because we are
la iglesia.
The church of Jesus Christ. Amen. El texto de esta mañana,
the text this morning,
o los múltiples textos,
or the multiple texts this morning,
están retando a la iglesia.
They are challenging the church.
Están inspirando a la iglesia.
They are inspiring the church.
A cómo vivir en diversidad.
How to live in diversity.
Y dentro de esa diversidad,
and within that diversity,
mantener una unidad.
To keep unity.
Dentro de esta diversidad, mantener una unidad,
to keep a unity,
entendiendo
understanding
que la unidad
that in unity,
no es uniformidad.
Or unity does not necessarily mean uniformity.
La unidad
unity
no es
is not
uniformidad.
Uniformity.
Mi familia está unida.
My family is united.
Pero no somos uniformes.
But we are not uniform.
Ustedes ya conocieron a mi esposa.
You've met me.
Y han conocido a mis hijos.
You've met our children.
Estamos unidos.
We are united.
Pero no somos una uniformidad.
But we are not uniformity.
Hay gran diversidad entre los salgueros.
There is great diversity among the salgueros.
Y si conocen a mis padres y
and
mis hermanos y mi hermana
and brothers and sisters and my
family, y la familia de ella,
my family,
es interesante.
They are wonderful.
Pentecostés es una paradigma
is a paradigm
de una iglesia naciente.
Of a growing church, of a church that is birthed.
Pentecostés is a paradigm.
Es una paradigma.
Not the paradigm.
No la paradigma.
But a paradigm.
Pero una paradigma.
Of a nascent church.
De una iglesia que nace.
And there are some ingredients.
Y hay algunos ingredientes.
There are some secrets.
Hay algunos secretos.
Some recipes that we can learn from
Unas
the nascent church.
De la cual podemos aprender.
That might be helpful for us.
Que quizás nos ayudarían.
In the 21st century.
En el siglo 21.
As we deal with the promise and challenge of
como
immigration.
Nosotros lidiamos con el reto y la promesa de migración.
And that's what I want to draw our attention to this morning.
Es lo que quiero hablar en esta mañana.
The first thing I want to say about Pentecost
lo primero que deseo decir de Pentecostés
is that perhaps the miracle was
es que quizás el milagro fue,
or was not
o quizás no era,
the miracle was not
el milagro no fue,
that they spoke in other tongues.
Que quizás hablaron en lenguas.
Perhaps that was only part of the miracle.
Quizás eso fue parte del milagro.
The glosolalia.
La glosolalia.
That was part of the miracle.
Que fue parte del milagro.
But not the totality.
Pero no la totalidad del milagro.
There is another part of this miracle.
Hay otra parte de este milagro.
that I think is helpful for the church,
que yo pienso que ayuda a la iglesia,
that is often overlooked,
que es usualmente sobrepasado.
It is the miracle you're experiencing now.
Es el milagro que experimentas ahora.
It's the miracle we are experiencing now.
Es el milagro que nosotros experimentamos ahora.
When the narrator says of that phenomenon,
cuando el narrador dice de ese fenómeno,
and they all heard.
Y ellos todos escucharon.
Perhaps the miracle of Pentecost,
quizás el milagro de Pentecostés,
is not the polyglot nature,
no es la naturaleza poliglota,
but the people took the time to listen.
Pero que el pueblo tomó el tiempo para escuchar.
And listening in multiple languages.
Y escuchar en lenguajes múltiples.
I hope you're feeling it.
Espero que lo estén sintiendo.
It's not easy.
No es fácil, ¿verdad?
Which frequency do I tap into?
¿A quién escucho?
Who do I look at?
¿A quién miro?
I mean, if we're aesthetic value, you look at your neck.
No,
thank you. To be church.
Ser la iglesia.
Is not just to speak multiple languages.
No es solamente hablar lenguajes múltiples.
But to have the solidarity.
Pero tener la solidaridad.
The Christian virtue,
la virtud cristiana,
of patience,
de paciencia,
to listen,
para escuchar,
and they all heard.
Y ellos todos escucharon.
Listening,
escuchar,
is a deeply spiritual exercise.
Es un ejercicio profundamente espiritual.
It is at the heart of the nation of Israel's identity.
Está en el corazón de la identidad de Israel.
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Hear.
Escucha, O Israel.
It is at the heart of the New Testament church's identity.
Está en el corazón de la identidad de la iglesia en el Nuevo Testamento.
Whosoever has an ear,
el que tenga oído,
let them hear,
escuche,
what the Spirit
lo que
says
el Espíritu dice
to the church.
A la iglesia.
To be the church,
ser la iglesia,
to have what René Padilla calls a global ecclesiology,
lo que dice René Padilla, una eclesiología global,
is to acquire the discipline,
es adquirir la disciplina,
of Pentecostal listening,
de escuchar una forma de Pentecostés,
of listening in multiple tongues,
de escuchar en lenguajes múltiples,
if the church is going to be the church.
Si la iglesia ha de ser la iglesia.
Not a nationalistic church.
No una iglesia nacionalista.
Not a Constantinian church.
No una iglesia constantina.
A church that has denominations but not the idolatry of denominationalism.
Pero no idolatría de denominaciones.
We have to acquire the Pentecostal discipline.
Necesitamos adquirir las disciplinas pentecostés.
Of listening.
De escuchar.
Listening.
Escuchar.
There's another secret here.
Hay otro secreto aquí.
We'll call it prophetic imagination and communion.
Imaginación profética y comunión.
This is a Pentecost is a migration phenomena.
Pentecostés es un fenómeno de migración.
The Bible says they came from everywhere.
Dice la Biblia que ellos llegaron de todos los lugares.
That they walked, took ships, rode camels.
Tomaron botes, cabinas.
Probably didn't drive their Bentley, but they got there.
Quizás no manejaron, pero llegaron hasta allí.
And in the midst of this,
y en medio de este
occupied territory of the empire,
territorio ocupado del imperio,
this place,
en este lugar,
God is inoculating this group of women and men.
Dios está inmunizando este grupo de hombres y mujeres.
From the imperial infection.
De la infección imperial.
What Immanuel Levinas calls
lo que Levinas llama
the phenomena of Western philosophy.
El fenómeno de la filosofía del oeste.
The allergy to
the other. La alergia del otro.
All of Western philosophy suffers.
Toda la filosofía del oeste sufre
from the allergy to the other.
De una alergia hacia el otro.
An empire,
un imperio,
it feeds on that.
Y un imperio se llena con eso.
It cultivates that.
Cultiva eso.
It tries to homogenize us.
Trata de sernos homogéneos.
At the first meeting of our new congregation,
en la primera reunión de nuestra primera congregación,
because we said, let's try something different.
Porque nosotros dijimos, vamos a tratar algo diferente.
So we unified a predominantly white church
una iglesia primordialmente anglosajona
with a uniquely Chinese church
una iglesia únicamente china
and with a Hispanic church
y una tercera congregación hispana.
And our commitment was
y nuestro compromiso fue
that the board would be equally representative of all of the cultures.
Que la junta tendría representación de todas las culturas.
Great idea. Easy, right? Because we're all Christians.
Porque todos somos cristianos.
And we sing it every Sunday.
Y nosotros cantamos todos los domingos.
In Christ there is no east nor west.
En Cristo no hay este ni oeste.
Easy, right?
Fácil, ¿no?
They shall know we are Christians by our love, by our love.
Conocerá nuestro amor por amor, por amor.
It's a better way to do that. And at our first meeting,
en nuestra primera reunión,
one sister,
una hermana,
not malicious,
no con mal intento,
well intentioned,
una mujer muy buena,
a good Christian,
y una buena cristiana,
she said,
ella dijo,
in the interest of unity,
en el interés de unidad,
now I want to tell you that two of our board members,
yo quiero decirle que dos
feligreses
del grupo hispanohablante,
they got their degree from Union Theological Seminary.
Ellos recibieron su grado en Union Theological Seminary.
As did I.
Como él también.
I also have another degree from the School of Hard Knocks.
Y él también tiene otro grado de la escuela de la calle.
She says with pure sincerity.
Y ella dijo con una sinceridad pura.
Why can't we all just be Americans?
¿Por qué no podemos ser todos americanos?
And I took a step back.
Y nosotros tomamos un paso hacia atrás.
And Pastor Jeanette looked at me.
Y yo lo miré a él.
And we saw.
Y vimos la boca femenina.
We saw the effervescence.
Sí.
What do you mean?
¿Qué quieres decir?
America.
Americano.
Like, is Brazil in America?
Brasil está en América.
Is Mexico in America?
And
it was perhaps done with total innocence.
Fue hecho en total inocencia.
But really, it was a fundamental problem of ecclesiology.
Pero realmente era un problema, un reto fundamental de eclesiología.
This is what some people call in pedagogy teaching.
Esto es lo que algunos llaman en un momento pedagógico una enseñanza.
And instead of being vitriolic and angry,
y en vez de ser peñón o enojado,
let us wrestle together what it means to be church.
Vamos entonces luchar junto lo que significa ser iglesia.
Global ecclesiology.
Eclesiología global.
Inoculates us.
Nos inmuniza.
From the imperial disease.
De la enfermedad imperial.
Of trying to homogenize everybody.
De hacernos todos homogéneos.
Because
porque
we can be together.
Nosotros podemos estar juntos.
We ought to be together.
Y deberíamos estar juntos.
But we're not all the same.
Pero no todos somos iguales.
We're all equal.
Todos somos iguales.
But we're not all the same.
Pero no todos somos de la misma manera.
Just ask a husband and wife.
Pregúntele a mi esposo.
The prophetic imagination.
La imaginación profética.
It challenges people to imagine.
Reta a las personas tener imaginación.
Of a different kingdom.
De un reino diferente.
Whereas Christ said, where the Eucharistia, the good gift of God,
dijo la Eucaristía, el buen don de Dios,
makes us all equal.
Nos hace todos igual.
But it doesn't make Peter Paul and Paul Peter.
Pero no hace Pedro, Pablo, Pedro.
It doesn't make Mary Paul.
No hace María, Pablo.
Or Peter Paul and Mary. No, I'm all right, okay. It's to imagine
es para poder imaginar
a unified diversity
una diversidad unificada
of Parthians and Mesopotamians.
De Parthianos y Mesopotamios.
And the author had the audacity to even include Romans.
Tuvo la audacidad de también incluir a los romanos.
Cornelius,
Cornelio,
he's a part of this family.
Fue parte de esta familia.
ICE agents, they're a part of this family.
Agentes de ICE, ellos son parte de una familia.
But every part of the family.
Y en cada parte de la familia.
They're challenged with the prophetic imagination.
Son retados con la imaginación profética.
The gospel proclaims to us.
El evangelio nos proclama.
Not just what we are.
No solamente lo que somos.
Pero contra lo que debemos ser.
But against what we should be.
It doesn't just call us to what we are.
No solo nos llama a qué debemos ser.
The Pentecost moment.
El momento pentecostal.
Calls us to what we ought to be.
Nos llama a qué deberíamos ser.
to our nobler selves. It tells the lion,
le dice al león,
become a vegetarian. It's telling you,
te dice,
it may not be in your nature,
quizás no esté en tu naturaleza,
to eat with the lamb.
Está con el cordero.
But the prophetic imperative.
Pero, el imperativo profético.
Sí, el imperativo eclesiológico.
The imperative ecclesiology.
Es que el león
is that the lion
sea vegetariano.
Be a vegetarian.
Y a la vez.
And at the same time.
Reta al cordero.
Challenge the lamb.
Sí.
Yes.
Reta al cordero.
The lamb is challenged as well.
A confiar.
To trust.
En el león.
In the lion.
Pentecostés.
Pentecost.
Es una imaginación.
Is an imagination.
De lo que el reino es.
Of what the kingdom is.
Y cómo nosotros debemos ser.
And how we should be.
Número uno, el reino
one, kingdom,
es escuchar.
Is to listen.
Número dos,
number two,
es una imaginación.
It is an imagination,
profética.
Prophetic imagination.
I mean, really.
Realmente.
The lion and the lamb.
El cordero y el león.
Where?
¿A dónde?
A little child shall lead them.
¿Y un niño los dirigirá?
When was the last time a child spoke at a commencement?
¿Cuándo fue la última vez que un niño habló en el?
Really?
Realmente?
Where?
Donde?
In what world?
¿En qué mundo?
In the world of the people who believe.
En el mundo en la cual las personas creen.
That Pentecost is not just a moment.
Que Pentecostés no solamente un momento.
It is a calling.
Es un llamado.
Number three.
Número tres.
It takes powerful presence.
Toma presencia poderosa.
Now, I'm Pentecostal.
Yo soy pentecostal.
And I understand.
Y yo entiendo
that people respond to the presence differently.
Que las personas responden a presencia diferente.
I know that apotheosis.
Yo sé que apoteosis
produces different responses.
Produce respuestas diferentes.
Some of us are silently reverent.
Algunos de nosotros somos reverentes silenciosamente.
Others of us.
Algunos de nosotros
are reverently noisy.
Somos reverentemente
jubilosos.
Yeah,
make a joyful.
Okay,
not a joyful silence, a joyful
noise.
It's like this.
Es así.
In my house.
En mi casa.
If you ever got burned by a fire.
Si te quemas con una plancha.
You knew who got burned by the reaction.
Tú conoces quién se quemó con la reacción.
If my father got burned.
Si mi padre se quema. Tú sabes.
If I got hurt,
si yo me quemo,
I'm screaming.
Él grita.
Ah! If my mother got hurt,
si mamá, si su mamá, oh Lord,
the whole house,
la casa entera, si su mamá se quema,
was the recipient of one question.
La recipiente de una pregunta. ¿Quién dejó?
The description of the phenomenon.
La descripción del fenómeno
is different.
Es diferente.
It could be like a mighty rushing wind.
Puede ser como un viento recio.
Like a sound.
Como un sonido.
The description of the phenomenology is different.
La descripción de la fenomenología es diferente.
But the presence is indisputable.
Pero la presencia no se puede discutir.
And the spirit fell among them.
Y el espíritu cayó sobre de ellos.
Like
como
tongues of fire.
Lenguas
like
de fuego. Como un viento recio. Pentecostés.
Might describe the phenomenology different.
Puede describir la fenomenología o el fenómeno diferente.
But if you're in the church,
pero si eres la iglesia,
one thing is indisputable.
Una cosa no se puede discutir.
You have to be present.
Tienes que estar presente.
And they were all together.
Y ellos estaban todos juntos.
And in one accord.
Y unánimes.
In the upper room, hiding
en un
from
acuerdo,
the shadows,
en un aposento alto.
Hiding from the shadows.
Escondiéndose.
De las sombras,
o de la sombra
of a violent empire.
De un imperio violento.
When people die in certain Latin American countries,
cuando las personas mueren en ciertos países latinoamericanos,
they ask their friends to stand up.
Ellos le preguntan a sus amigos que estén de pies.
And they ask them to say one word.
Y les piden que digan una palabra.
Gabriel.
Gabriel o Gine.
Present.
Present.
To be the church.
Ser la iglesia.
We need to listen.
Necesitamos escuchar.
We need to be present.
Necesitamos estar presente.
We need to have a great imagination.
Necesitamos tener una imaginación grande.
Not just what is,
no solamente de lo que es,
but what ought to
pero
be.
Lo que puede ser.
Yes.
Sí.
I believe.
Yo creo.
That the lion and the lamb can be together.
Que el león y el cordero pueden estar juntos.
It's not just an eschatological vision.
No es solamente una visión escatológica.
It is an ethical imperative.
Es un imperativo.
Finally, but not least.
Y finalmente, pero no último.
If we're going to be this church,
si vamos a ser esta iglesia,
we should have persistent hope.
Deberíamos tener esperanza persistente. Amen.
Now, hope is not optimism.
Ahora la esperanza no es optimismo.
Hope
esperanza
is not utopic illusions.
No es una ilusión utópica.
Hope is the conviction.
Esperanza es una convicción.
In the words of Dr. King,
en las palabras de Dr. King,
that the arc of the universe is long,
que el arco del universo es largo,
but it bends towards justice.
Y gira hacia la justicia.
Hope is the realization,
esperanza es una realización,
that Pentecost,
que Pentecostés,
does not remove Caesar from his throne today,
no remueve a César del trono hoy,
but that God is with us.
Pero que Dios está.
No matter where we are, hope is the conviction that whether you have papers or you don't have papers, in the words of the Westminster Catechism, what is our only hope in life and in death? That in life or in death, we belong to God. What is hope?
¿Qué es esperanza?
That ragtag group of 120 women and men,
que ese grupo de hombres y mujeres de 120,
they were breaking in the kingdom.
Ellos estaban rompiendo el reino.
That they were going to transgress borders.
Ellos iban a transgresar fronteras.
That they were going to be crucified upside down. That they were going to be boiled in oil.
Que ellos iban a ser quemados en aceite.
But hope is,
pero la esperanza es,
truth crushed to the ground,
la verdad molida en el suelo,
will rise again.
Que se levantará de nuevo.
What is hope?
¿Qué es esperanza?
Hope is,
esperanza es,
that God is with us.
Que Dios está con nosotros.
And God,
y Dios,
loves us.
Nos ama,
even when countries,
aun cuando países,
call us illegal.
Nos llaman ilegales.
So some months ago,
algunos meses atrás,
I was asked by Christians for Comprehensive Immigration Reform to write a letter in my local newspaper.
Nos preguntaron escribir una carta en nuestro periódico local.
An op-ed piece.
Un
editorial.
Un editorial.
Una pieza de opinión.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote the piece.
Y él escribió la pieza.
I don't know, 500 or 1,000 words.
Como mil palabras, ¿verdad?
Why evangelicals?
¿Por qué los evangélicos?
Should care about immigration reform.
Deberían estar al tanto de la migración.
Why this is not just a political issue.
Porque esto es no es un asunto solamente político.
It is a moral and ecclesial issue.
Es un asunto moral y de eclesial.
Because in the words of Edgar Colón Emery, the Duke,
porque en las palabras de este hombre,
he says,
él dijo,
there is no citizenship test for baptism.
No hay un examen de ciudadanía para ser bautizado.
At the communion table, we do not
a
ask
la mesa de Santa Cena, no preguntamos.
You have your papers.
Tú tienes tus papeles.
We just tell them.
Solamente le decimos,
this is the body of Christ
este
broken.
Es el cuerpo de Cristo roto por ti.
And this is the blood of Christ.
Y esta es la sangre de Cristo
shed for you.
Derramada por tu.
And I wrote this.
Y él escribió el editorial.
And a few days, maybe
y unas cuantas semanas después,
I get a letter.
Recibo una carta.
Typed letter.
Con
iconografía.
Una iconografía.
It says,
y dice,
to the Reverend Gabriel, blow your horn, Salguero.
Al Reverendo, blow your horn, Salguero.
Right? And it's mailed to my office in Princeton when I was working at Princeton.
That's been delivered.
It was delivered, that's right, that's right.
It had no stamp.
It had no stamp.
No tenía mantilla. La persona lo puso ahí.
I don't know how they got to the front desk.
Yo no sé cómo llegaron a la mesa primero.
But you know, universities are usually very open.
Universidades están abiertas, ¿verdad?
Places, right?
Usualmente.
Get the tape and figure out the joke later, okay? And it comes to my desk.
Y bien, llega a mi mesa.
And it's 12 pages long.
Y 12 páginas.
Somebody had time.
Alguien tomó el tiempo.
Energy.
La energía.
And passion.
Y la pasión.
To write to us.
De escribirnos.
And it was filled with the most vitriolic.
Y estaba llena de odio.
Not just about immigrants.
No solamente de migrantes.
Not just about Latinos.
No solamente de Latinos.
It was anti-Semitic.
Era, tenía cosas antisemíticas.
Anti-Islamic.
Islámica.
It just had hate.
Tenía odio.
And when I opened the last page,
y cuando llegamos hasta la última página,
they had a picture.
Tenía un retrato de él.
And I was beheaded.
Y él estaba decapitado.
A lot of people have the imperial disease.
Muchas personas tienen una enfermedad imperial.
The church needs a Pentecost in every generation.
La iglesia necesita un Pentecostés en cada generación.
Remember.
Acuérdense.
That after Pentecost.
Que después de Pentecostés.
Peter denounced.
Pedro denunció.
You have crucified the Lord.
Tú has crucificado al Señor.
Because a product of Pentecost.
Porque un producto de Pentecostés.
Is prophetic denunciation of what's wrong.
Es denunciación profética de lo que está mal.
We have to be witnesses.
Necesitamos ser testigos.
But we also have to preach the gospel.
Testigos, pero a la misma vez predicar.
Be and preach.
Ser y predicar.
And what happens?
¿Y qué sucede?
I see my picture.
Yo vi mi retrato.
I was scared. You know, I wish I could testify like the Pentecostal forebearers.
Yo quisiera testificar como aquellos pentecostales.
The anointing came on me and I could tear up a lion. Not at all. I didn't feel any of that. I wasn't filled with boldness.
Él no fue llenado con temor.
Like Peter.
Como Pedro.
I was filled with fear.
Se llenó.
Because fear is a tool of the imperial disease.
Porque el temor es un utensilio del imperial.
And I panicked.
Y él se puso pánico.
And I called Jeanette and I said, we got problems.
Y me llamó a mí, me dijo, tenemos unos retos.
And she says to me,
y yo le dije a él,
call the daycare.
Llama a la niña de daycare.
Because my son,
porque nuestro bebé,
who was 5 at the time,
5 años,
was a mile away from my office.
Estaba una milla de la oficina de él.
You know what I thought. If they hand delivered,
si esa persona pudo llevar la carta en persona,
they know where I work.
Entonces ellos saben dónde trabaja.
They may have seen me drop off my kid.
Podrían ver dónde está nuestro niño.
And I called seminary security and university police.
Y llamamos a seguridad y la policía.
And the Princeton Township Police. And the Princeton Borough Police. Seminary, university, township, and borough, all four. And they escorted me to the daycare.
Y me escoltaron por un tiempo.
Question.
Pregunta.
How do you tell your son why you're being followed by police?
¿Cómo tú le dices o le explicas a tus hijos por qué la policía te está persiguiendo?
What do you tell them?
¿Qué le dices?
And I say to the daycare director,
y yo le digo a la principal de la niñera, de la cuidadera,
under no circumstance,
bajo ninguna circunstancia,
can anyone pick up my son?
Cualquier persona puede buscar a nuestro hijo.
I know that's the rule.
Yo sé que esa es la regla.
I know you're careful about
it. Yo sé que tú tienes cuidado de esto.
Just hear it again for my own personal anxiety.
Pero escúchalo de nuevo porque yo tengo ansiedad.
So for a month,
pues por un mes,
cops and security
were
taking me to daycare and to my office.
Cuidaban y nos llevaban a la oficina y de regreso.
But that day,
pero ese día,
my son taught me something.
Nuestro hijo nos enseñó algo.
John Gabriel taught me something.
John Gabriel nos enseñó algo.
Something about Pentecost.
Algo de Pentecostés.
Hope.
Esperanza.
And he asked me one question.
Y él hizo una pregunta.
He said, Daddy.
Él dijo, Daddy.
Why are the cops following me?
¿Por qué nos siguen la policía?
Did we do something good?
Hicimos algo bueno.
Yes, son.
Have you met John Gabriel?
Have you met him? He's not shy. Oh. Yeah. Yes, son.
Sí, hijo.
We did something good.
Hicimos algo bueno.
We were the church.
Fuimos la iglesia, hijo.
In the midst.
En medio
of imperial disease.
De una enfermedad imperial.
And like prophetess Whitney Houston says. You know prophetess Whitney Houston? I believe the children of the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Give them a chance of pride. To be the church
ser la iglesia
is to teach our children
es enseñar a nuestros hijos
that there is another way.
Que hay otro camino.
That empire doesn't have the last word.
Que el imperio no tiene la última palabra.
That Crips and Bloods don't have to fight always.
Que estas pandillas no necesitan pelear siempre.
That U.S. and Mexico don't always have to build walls.
Que los Estados Unidos y México no tienen que edificar paredes.
That Dominicans don't have to keep out Haitians.
Que los dominicanos no tienen que mantener a los haitianos afuera.
And Puerto Ricans don't have to keep out Dominicans.
Y los puertorriqueños no necesitamos mantener a los dominicanos afuera.
And Mexicans don't have to keep out Guatemalans.
Y los mexicanos no necesitan tener afuera los guatemaltecos.
And Japanese and Koreans, we can break bread together on our knees. Pentecost is to tell people that under every tribe, nation, and tongue, we can sit down together. We can beat our swords into plowshares. Pentecost is to say, the Spirit has come upon us all, sons and daughters, slaves and lords, to be a different people. Pentecost is to tell Philemon, Onesimus is your brother. Pentecost is to tell this country, tear down that wall. Pentecost is to tell the church, move beyond your source of comfort. Listen to bilingual sermons. Be uncomfortable. Pentecost is Añi Hazeo. Kamsam Hamida. Ni Hao Ma. Como estas? It is all of these things. Pentecost is the Spirit reminding us.
Es el Espíritu acordándonos.
That without you,
que sin usted,
I'm not me.
Yo no soy yo.
Without me,
y sin yo, ustedes no son.